Queen reaches 90, abolish the monarchy. Paul Callanan. Many people will have watched with extreme indifference Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday celebrations. Some may even have felt slightly nauseous as they watched left-wing politicians, such as Jeremy Corbyn and Red Ken Livingstone, send their most insincere best wishes. The reason for the apathy is because many see the monarchy as, at best, a huge waste of money. We are told she has no real power and is just a figurehead. And on the face of it, this is right. But in truth, the continuation of the monarchy is a danger to the workers' movement in the future. The Queen still holds power such as the right to dissolve governments, call elections, and declare martial law. The capitalist class, the real power behind the throne, has resorted to some of these powers within living memory. In 1975, the bosses used them to dismiss Gough Whitlam's democratically elected Radical Labour government in Australia. This was in spite of its relatively modest program. The anti-democratic reserve powers of the monarchy, alongside the police and the army, are among the last lines of defense against movements that threaten capitalist rule. That is why socialists say the monarchy, along with the House of Lords, must be abolished. We congratulate Mrs. Windsor on reaching 90, after traveling the world, and being waited on hand and foot, at the expense of Britain's workers. There will be no place for the feudal institution of the monarchy in a socialist society,